holding on the base of Madalif. So we're holding about a little more than halfway down the page. So Ulo said, in the case where, you have, there's a, where we have the confluence of Malkus and Mammon, instead of getting the Malkus, that he pays. We don't know what's the source for that. The more attempt to bring the source from Chava B'Chavera, the more has dismissed that as a source. Ela Gomer Me'edim Zememin. So Ma'edim Zememin Dikam Mammon Malkus. When the Edim testify falsely, they're ever alive in the Torah. One of the Sarsadibris, they testified falsely. So the Chai Malkus for the false testimony. And now, if they cause the person in their false testimony through the process of Adam Zeman, they attempted to cause the person to lose money. The Torah says, so they pay and they don't get Malkus. They pay the money, they don't get Malkus. So therefore, afkol hecha dika mamonu malchus memana mishalom milka lalaki. So we can then learn from there, based on the mamatzino, that the Torah is giving preference in the situation of mamonu malchus, that the mamon is what is we expect them to pay, and they don't get both, so they don't get malchus. Okay. So now again, we're going to have a parallel discussion as we had before. Do we look at the idea of paying mammon as a chumrah or as a kula? So we look at mammon as being a chumrah, then we're going to say that Edom Zomerman deserves such the chumrah because we see in general the Torah is more machmer with it. Alternatively, if we look at paying the mammon as a kula, we could also argue that Edom Zomerman deserves to have a kula. So how is that? So the Gemara says like this. If you look at paying the money as a chumrah, we understand that Edom Zeman deserves the chumrah because we find the Torah is machmer by Edom Zeman more than usual, and that's why it has the chumrah paying mammon. Mal Edom Zeman shekein enam tzrichim hasra. In general, to get punished, we require the individuals involved to be warned beforehand. And by Edom Zeman, there's no requirement of hasra. They get punished even without being warned to it. Whether that's the case, whether Edom Zomer chayv misa, or chayv a case where they testified about malchus, by mammon there never is a requirement of hasra. But by misa and malchus, normally there's a requirement of hasra. By Edom Zomer, they get that punishment of misa and malchus even without hasra.
We don't assume that they are supposed to know.
Hasra never assumes that. Because the requirement of Hasra is that we have to say that they're aware of it at that moment that they're doing it. The fact that they have a general knowledge. There's a sheet of Rebbe Yehuda that holds that Talmud Chacham does not need Hasra. I argue even on that. Because the moment the person doesn't have error, they're not necessarily thinking about all of the all of their knowledge. Okay, Ella Samor says, so that's it, but that's unique that Edom Zomer do not need Hasra. So that was towards more machmer with Edom Zomer in general, that also more machmer that they could get mammon. That's assuming that mammon is a chumrah. Let's say you say the opposite, that mammon is a kula. V'im amoyna la kula. So we could argue that Edom Zomer deserves the kula. Shekainly also maisa. In general, to get punished in the Torah, the Rabbi Huda sheet is you get malchus and lav shem b'maisa, but the Chama hold you don't get malchus and lav shem b'maisa. So just a veir of dibur does not get malchus normally. And here, the Torah is punishing it. So, but it's a more lenient lav. So we could argue the reason why the Torah allows you to pay money is because it's a more lenient lav.
I understand that. I mean, why isn't that like a chumrah? Like we just said, like ain't tzrichma hasra. So, like you know, that shows how terrible of an avera.
They're talking about it. They're not doing it.
But yeah, but they didn't. They didn't do something yet. There's you know, it's still over. It
has the element of chumrah. That is true, but also has the element that makes sense. that when the, because it's a more lenient love, if we can find a way to lessen the punishment, the Torah will do that. And give it milk is give it moment instead of
but, isn't the lo asu maisa also have a tzad of chumrah to it?
I'm agreeing.
Okay.
There is element of chumrah in that, right? Correct. Okay. El gomer mitzvah,
because based on what they're saying, that's going to be the outcome.
The punishment is for what they're saying, correct? I was saying, but the argument is that has an element of kula in it. It's more lenient than veira. They only spoke, so that makes sense that the Torah should give a more lenient punishment. We could also argue the way around, that if you hold normally, you don't get malchus by ein b'maisa, and here you do, so the Torah is being more macher with ein b'zomim. So the Torah is being more macher with ein b'zomim, but what they've done is more lenient. So that's there's two ways of looking at it. Al gomer mitzvah. The Morse says, okay, so let's combine Adam Zarman and Chavu B'Chaberu and combine the two. Chavu B'Chaberu, he did an action, so you can't say the argument is due to the lack of action. Chavu B'Chaberu requires a throw. Chavu B'Chaberu, we said before, it's Hutu Miklaloi, so we don't have a Hutu Miklaloi over here. There's no case you're allowed to testify falsely. And if you argue that the Chumr is Chimisha Dworim, again, we don't have it by Adam Zarman. So, the kulas and chumras of one are not the kulas and the chumras of the other. So that's perfect for a ma'atzad. Okay. Ma'atzad is shabbat shabbat, the ikam mamon umalkas, mamonim mashalim milk alaloki. What they have in common is they both have a case of where there's two punishments, mamon and malkas, and the Torah is saying that in that scenario, they pay money. Therefore, Ula says, "Af kol heichad ikam mamon amalkis, mamon amashalom milko loy loki." Samor says, "No, I have a pircha on that. I still have a way to have a pircha on this limud because malat sadasavah shabahem shekin yesh ben sad chomer." So if you look at we have to cover both angles. If we look at paying money instead of getting malchus as a chumra, so we'd have to make a pircha why these two deserve the chumra more than everywhere else. If we look at paying money as a kula, we'd have to figure out why these two deserve to have a kula more than everywhere else. So the Morse says, I can find an element which they have in common. Normally, to ask a question on a matzah, they have to have something in common, a specific item in common. So the Morse says over here, they have in common that they have a tzad chomer. Each one has a chomer. So over here raises the question. That's a very strange question. Because every case, the reason why we went to a matzah and not a mamatzin is because there was a chomer in each one of them. Otherwise, you wouldn't need a matzah. Every matzah says, let's learn from A. No, A has something, some reason why we can't learn from A. It has a chumrah. Okay, let's learn from B. Or B has a chumrah. Okay, let's combine the two and find the common denominator. Well, the common denominator, they both had a chumrah before. That's why we came to the matzah. And if you're going to argue that, so then there's never such thing as a matzah anymore. So what Tosfos explains over here doesn't mean just they had a tzad chumrah. Because the tzad chumrah, the definition of the point of a matzad is that we don't look at each individual chumra, we look at a specific chumra which they both share, which they don't have, and therefore you can make the matzad. What they have over here is quite unique types of chumras. These are outstanding chumras which you don't find anywhere else in the Torah, that the person should this punishment of chamisha devarim. Some of them really normally are grummas. Grummas are Shabbos or Potter, grummas are Yantav or Potter, grummas are Potter by Ritzicha. But all of here, well, he was garim him the Shabbos, pay. He's garim him Ripoy, pay. You know, so it's quite a unique chumrah. So that and the chumrah that they get punished without hasra is quite unique. So it's Tzad HaShavah, which is Mashuna, that they both have the Tzad Chumrah, which are quite extraordinary chumras. That's the Morris Kashas. Now, let's say we argue that paying money is a kula. So you'd have to argue that they have in common a unique kula. Sheken yesh ben tzad kal. Hotzim miklalo is a kula, is a unique kal, kula, and that they didn't do a maisa. Okay. Tosis goes through the other places in Shas where they have matzahs and compares it to and see if we have it anywhere else we have this type of issue or not. Okay, so the worst is so that's not a good source. Let's see Rashi. El Gomer, it's in the Rashi's on the wide lines, the second line. El Gomer be'edem zemin b'mametzino. So the more said, let's go to Adam Zimmerman. Just like over there, there's Ikamam and the Kasher Zomam. The Torah says you pay for the Kasher Zomam, and there's Malchus, the Loisana, of the punishment of Loisana. So the more is going to ask later on, now how do we know that's true? That Kasher Zomam overrides Loisana. Mora says, okay, but once we know that that's true, can we learn it out? Maybe Shekhani and Tzrich and Hasra, when the Adam's women get their punishment without Hasra, but Enoshim, but Misa and Malchus, and they're punished with the Misa or the Malchus, or Mammon, without Hasra. Now, the Gregor grapples with the Mammon. We never cry Hasra for Mammon. So that's not the chumrah. The chumrah is misa or malchus without hasra. But then we should not have a chumrah or a ki'ikatarti, so that we understand if looking at paying money is a chumrah. We see the Torah is very machmir that you don't need a hasra, so you understand why it gets the chumrah. And if you argue that paying money is being lenient, shasmu behen tzad kahakal. It makes sense that the Torah over here gave the more lenient one because she can't lay off some ice. I'll be worried about Alma Me'anshi. That just Dibra alone is enough to give an Einish. I'm sorry, they get punished for a Dibra, so therefore the Torah says, you know what, but if we can find a way to punish them more leniently, like with money instead, we'll do that. Mitzvayu. Kiparat, the Malachoba Chaber, she can't chai, but Chemisha Devorim. That it has the chumrah of chemisha devorim, and in zayim yochicho they don't have that chumrah. Mali in zayim shekain in the tzrichin hasro chayv yochiach, because there are din. You make a very good matzah. Okay, Ella, the Mor says Ula's source is not based on a limud of a matzah or a mamatzino. It's based on drushas and psukim. Okay. Elu'ula is tachas gomer. He's learning out with gzera shava of the words tachas. Okay, it says ksiv hocha. It says by the halacha of nara that he pays the kanas tachas asher ino due to the fact that he afflicted her. Ksiv hocha says ayin tachas ayin. That if a person is chavu v'chaveru and he knocks out his eye, he pays. The Torah says ayin tachas ayin. But and Chazal learned out that means money. He was chayv of chaveru. He's chayv malchus. But the Torah says you pay the eye for the eye, which Chazal darshan means money. So over there, the Torah says you pay money. So over here also, so we learn out. Not clear in the Gemara over here. Lachara, the Gzer Shava is from Chavu Chaveroi to Nara. So we're not making a lima to call to our kula anymore. to make a limud from one to the other. So it's a gzeirah shava. So af kol hechadikah manu malchus manu shal mukla loki. L'chara should limit it to this case. Why is the Gemara saying it goes to everywhere? So Tosafot over here actually does not seem to be bothered by the lashon of the Gemara. Tosafot says ula ela ula. So Tosafot says that we could say lefi maskana zu kama ula the man mashal ula loki ela bahanot tlas the galib who kraw that we have ribuyim by chovel chaveroi. We have a riba now by the case of Knas, by Nara, by the Nara. And we have by Edim Zayman. But we're not learning out there anywhere else. Tosafot does not seem bothered by the Lashon of the Gemara. Okay. So that's Ula's source. Now, this Ula said this to answer the kasha from the Mishnah.
I'm sorry, he's not bothered by the Lashon, meaning that the fact that now we only have three places, or
the word lashon is af kol hechad deikam b'mano malchus.
Right,
that's not true. It's not kol hechad deikam b'mano malchus. Only these three cases.
And Tosafot says, that's fine. Don't concern yourself with.
Tosafot doesn't speak about it. Tosafot just says we can say I'll leave it them is right now that this is what the pshat rule is. That's like he doesn't seem this doesn't even speak out. Well, lashon word doesn't sound like that. Tosafot just seems to be totally, you know, fine with that.
There's no vibe anyway. You know what I'm saying? Like, it doesn't fall into those two issues.
Okay. So in effect, we are limiting our understanding of Ula. I mean,
correct.
Originally it was everything. And now,
correct. Okay, so that's Ula. Now, go back to the reason why we Ula said this. Because we had a steer in Mishnayos. Our Mishnah says there's knas for a nara who's achoisoi, and we ask the kasha because the Mishnah says in Masechtas Malkus that a achoisoi gets Malkus. Okay, so Ula answered the difference is that between nara a achoisoi, which is nara, there the Torah says money. In the mission in Malkus, it's for Akoisa Begeris. Comes Rabbi Yochanan, and Rabbi Yochanan says, "Omar, afilu tema Akoisa Nara." We don't have to say that what Ula is saying is true. The mission in Malkus could be talking about a case of Akoisa Nara also. And Akoisa Nara, the mission says you get Malkus. So how can our mission say that you pay money? Which one is it? Kancha hisuboy, kancha lehisuboy. The difference is whether there was hasra or not. So the mission of Malkus, obviously they're only getting Malkus if there was hasra. So in the case of a chosoy nara and they gave masra, they get Malkus. Our mission is talking about a case where they weren't masra. There's no Malkus, then there's mammon. So he's arguing on Ula, when you have both Malkus and mammon, the punishment will be Malkus. That's the first point that Rabbi Yochanan is saying. And the second point he's saying is by case of Malkus, the person does b'shoigeg, then there's no Malkus, then there is Mammon. We don't say the fact that there could have been Malkus takes away the din Mammon. No, it's only if there actually are Malkus. So in a case where there was b'mezid with Asra, and there is Malkus, then there's no Mammon. In the case where there is no Malkus, then there is Mammon. So Rabbi Yochanan holds that when we have a choice between Mammon and Malkus, we give the Malkus and not the Mammon. Not like Ula. So the verse says,
I mean, we still have the question, I mean, how do we know it's Kol Hecha? I mean, maybe it's just this case.
Well, Rabbi Yochanan is not making this as a unique case. He's saying this is the general rule, whether it was Hasra or not. So the Gemara says, "When all of the Rabbi Yochanan ha, so how does Rabbi Yochanan know that you know, maybe you get both?" So that's the first question. The step the Gemara is going to have to figure out. So the Gemara says, "Omer krah kedei rishasoi, mishum shoach as ato mechayvei v'ato mechayvei mishum shtei rishoyes." We give one punishment. for this action, which has two potential punishments. The Torah says you give him for his rishah, his one. We focus in one of the two. Okay. Now, so now we know it's only one. How do we know that we choose Malkus over the Mammon? The Samachlev, the next passage says, give Malkus. So we know that you only get one. And then the Torah says, okay, which one? Malkus. And that's now going to be the general rule. The Mor says, yeah, but we see that that's very nice that we see over here that they get Malkus and not Mammon. But Malkus, and there the Torah says, "Mamana Mishal Milkul Alaki." Okay, so why do you learn from the pasuk Kadesh Shasoy? We have a pasuk by Chobel Chaveri that the Torah says not like that. The Mor says, "But maybe you'll tell me, Bichitema, that you, Rebbechel, will learn that even by the case of Chobel Chaveri, it depends on whether there was a Sra or not." Bichitema, honey, merely Hechad Olay Asherbe. Abel Asrabe, Milkul Loki, Mamunar Lamashal, Rabbi Yechon will hold by Chubba B'Chaveroi that if there was Hasra, there's no Mammon, there's Malkus, then there's no Kasha. Maybe that's how you're going to say it. That's not true. Mamun Rabbi Ami, Amun Rabbi Yechon, Hiko, Hakoshein Mashamar Pruta, Loika. If the Hakoh that he hit him was less than a Shamar Pruta's worth, so therefore there's no Mammon to pay, then you get Malkus. So what was the case? Hechadami. Idoli Asrabei. So my like, if there's no Asra, obviously you can't get Malkus. El Pshita the Asrabei. It must be there was Asra. And still Rabbi Yochanan says, it's only time he gets Malkus if there's no Mammon. But time of the less, Shavapruta. Hoyes be Shavapruta. M'mayna M'shalom Malkul Alaki. So we see that Rabbi Yochanan agrees by Chobim B'Chaveroi that if there is Mammon, we give the Mammon and not the Malkus. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees by Chobim B'Chaveroi that we give the Mammon over the Malkus. So why is Rabbi Yochanan over here saying that we learn from here to everywhere else that the punishment is Malkus and not Mammon? So more answers like this. Kadomber Rabbi Elah, that if you're so the more challenging, you're saying that this drush is teaching you that the correct way to the punishment is Malkus, whatever Malkus is available. But you see by Chobim B'Chaveroi that that's not so. So that should tell you that maybe your understanding over here of this drush is wrong. The Mor says no, the drush is right, and over there right, the Torah is saying explicitly it should be an exception.
Okay, so we're just
pairing. The Mor says, "Kedomer Rabbi Law, Fair Shrips the Torah Edim Zerman LeTashlumen." Rabbi Law says that we know that Edim Zerman is an exception. So the same way Rabbi Law said that by Edim Zerman, that the Torah explicitly said money. So Chanami Beferish Shrips the Torah Chobim B'Chaveroi LeTashlumen. But I get the Chobim B'Chaveroi. Don't say the pshat is that the fact that you were giving money must be that your drasha is wrong. Your drasha is right, and that's an exception. And I don't question my understanding. The Torah is saying explicitly that you get Mammon, because Adarab, normally you get Malkus. Okay? So the Mor says, and where is that? So the Mor says, let's start with Rabbi Law. Where did Rabbi Law say this halacha that Befer Shibs the Torah ate him Zerman Tashlumen? Aha. So Misha says, so here's a case where they're being made a mammon, and they're found to be zemimim. So they've been over the veira of false testimony, which is a law, which is chayv malchus. They also were testifying about mammon. The Torah says they get the same punishment as the other person. They should have to pay money. So what do you do? So Rameir comes along and says, you give them both. Loikin and Mashalman. So they get Malkus for the Vera of Loisana. And they pay money for Kasher Zoma. Shalai Hashem ha-Mavion l'day Malkus, Mavion l'day Tashlumen, Dibur Rameir. Rameir holds that there's two separate sources of Chiyav over here. There's a source of Chiyav of Kasher Zoma. There's a source of Chiyav of Loisana. And therefore they get punished for both. They get punished for Loisana with Malkus. They get punished for Kasha Zomam with Mammon.
Does Rav Meir ever hold of Kinalib Derapim Ne?
Rav Meir holds Kimla Ramane by Misa and Malkus, and by Misa and Mammon. The question is, by a case of Malkus and Mammon, what does he hold? I don't remember the whole sugya when we came out. I don't remember what Ramirez says with that.
But, I'm sorry. He's not with respect to Misa, the
Misa part is the moment, and Misa and Malkus, you don't get both either. The question is just by Malkus and Mammon, what he holds. So he's not arguing the principle of Kamla Rabbanei in general, it's just Malkus and Mammon, he's saying that they can get both. Okay. The Chumash say, back to Meir, Chumash call Mashalim and Aloika, that no, when we have, once once they're paying money, they can't get Malkus, they can't get both. So the more I ask, the name of call look at Mashalim. So why the Chumash choose the Mammon over the Malkus, say the opposite. So Rabbi Law, Befer Shibs and Torah, Edom Zerman the Teshlumen. That the Torah says explicitly that the punishment is the Mammon and not the Malkus. Okay. Hechon Rips the Torah. So where did the Torah say that explicitly? Michti, Ksiv, Vasisim, Lokasha, Zomam, Lassus, Liachiv. The Torah says, and the punishment of Edom Zerman, the Torah says Vasisim Lakash Zomam Lasos Liachiv. Then it continues and says four more Lashonis of punishment. Nefesh b'nefesh, ayin b'ayin, shein b'shein, yod b'yod, regel b'rogel. Five more lashonos. Nefesh, ayin, shein, yad, and regel. So, yad b'yad lomeli. So, what does the pasuk yad b'yad tell me? That right into me yad liyad means you give from a yad to the yad. Am I Neil? What is that? That's mammon. Okay. So that's by Edim Zimmerman. So the word says, so Chabu Chaberoi, Nami, so the same way you asked me, so say the same thing, but the same answer which Rabbi Law gave over there, Rabbi Yochanan says it's true by Chabu Chaberoi as well. What is that? Mirti Ksiv, Kasher, also Kenye, also Loi. So in the end of Parshas Amor, the Torah goes to the parsha of being chavu chaveroi. So the Torah is two psukim of the punishment. Okay, mishki ten mumba misa kasher also ken yoseloi. So pasuk parakabdal pasuk yotes says ken yoseloi. So it says already that that's what you do to him. Then it says. The next pasuk, Shever Tachas Shever Ayin Tachas Ayin Shein Tachas Shein Kasher Gitein Mum Bodom Ken Yinosin Boy. So already said Ken Yosoloi. So if it means to give him the physical punishment or give him a physical punishment, what do we need again for? So the Arsin Loshed Am Nesino Ken Yinosoloi Lamali Darbar Sheyesh Ben Nesino My Neo Moment. Nesino means the act of giving from one to the other. It's referring to money. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Top of the page. Tachas, tachas, gomer. Gzeir shava, mufnu, will the maiden be meshivin. So once it's Gzeir shava, and it's mufna, the word tachas of both of them is extra. Simela, even though we would have arguments to say why you can't learn one from the other, we don't ask any questions. Okay. Afilu tema, Rabbi Yochanan comes along and says, Ahid the makas ba chosinara. Now, like Ula said, that the case of there was a chosinara, because if it's a chosinara, that's not a chosinara, because it would be, they would get mum and not malchus. No, it's a chosinara. Because she hits her boy, and there was asura, dika mum and malchus, and now we have a case where there is malchus for the asura, and there's mum and it's a chosinara. It's an ara. And the Mishnah says, oh, she went into Loki, but let me shall it. No, so if it's a the Torah says, give malchus. Masiz in the Ksuvus, Bishalah history by the lack of Malkus. And our mission told me there was no Malkus. There was no Malkus. Then there's Mammon. Somebody I brought me a kennel. The Hechel the Ikesh, they were showing us in the Abed Behako. So the Torah says, if you have two, and we're only giving one, the one which you give is Yakenu, the Malkus. Fair ship, so the commandment for Hechel, the Torah says explicitly over here that the punishment is Mammon. Shalah Shema Vila de Malkus. The source of the Malkus is not the source of Teshlumen. Malkus miloy sana, Teshlumen mikasher zoma. Keep the Shnei Shemus saying, Chayav Shneimer. Mayor says you can be chayav for both. The Chumash say no, you can't get both. Because whole look and a mashala. The name of color. We call Mishalim and Aloika. We name a call Aloika and Mishalim. We die neighbor Malkus. We should give them Malkus. Maishna moment the Pshitulu. Why the Chomet Sula they get the moment? So we were lost said, it says explicitly moment. Yad be yad. The Samach Leilo Sechose Necha Nefesh be Nefesh. So that word Yad be yad is definitely double to me Yad be yad. Moment. Kenyan Osu Boi Kasha Yitin Mumba about Dom Kenyan Osu Boi. So we learn out Dabar Sheish Ben Asina, and that, what is that? That's a case of Mom.
So the machlokas between Yochanan and Ula seems to be rather limited. No, I mean, Ula's only saying it's did in three cases. Rabbi Yochanan is asking for those two cases.
Right.
So they're arguing in one case.
They're arguing in one case. Or, well, it depends. If you accept Tosis, they're arguing in one case. If you learn that Ula's saying a general klal, then they're arguing in multiple cases. Ula is saying by the case of Naro, when the Torah says it's a chiyuv moment, that's the specific case that overrides the Malkus. It's not saying a general rule in Shas, whenever you have the two of them. So Tosha says we're the Fina Maskana could be Kalun Ula saying this is a very specific statement, not a general rule. Right? The more is Mashma that it's saying it's a general rule. Let's hold it here.